What's at stake with the so-called Kennedy seat?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Massachusetts voters today will elect a successor to Senator Edward Kennedy, and polls show Republican Scott Brown has a good chance of upsetting the Democrat, Martha Coakley. A Republican win would eliminate the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us now live. John, what would the loss of that supermajority mean for health care reform?
Well, the Democrats have four options, but none of them are easy. One would be to rush the bill that's currently being negotiated between the House and the Senate through before today's Massachusetts vote is certified. Secondly, the House could drop its objections to the version that's already passed the Senate. Just accept the Senate bill and send it on to the president. Third would be to attach health care reform to a budget bill. Procedurally, budget bills only need 50 votes. Or the Democrats could just accept changes to the health care bill that would attract at least one Republican. The one they'd probably aim for would be Olympia Snow of Maine.
And how about the big issue of financial regulatory reform?
Well, there the House has approved a version. The Senate is just getting started, so this issue isn't as far along as health reform. So far, the proposals from the White House and congressional Democrats don't have any Republican support. And without 60 votes, the Democratic leaders would have to negotiate to try to find bipartisan support. And that's just what Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd has been doing. He has set up bipartisan groups to try to find common ground on new regulations for the banking industry.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
In other news, the board of the British confectioner Cadbury has accepted a takeover offer from Kraft. The board is recommending the deal to shareholders. The great-granddaughter of Cadbury's founder is trying to stop the move, and I'll talk with her in just a few minutes. Japan Airlines filed for bankruptcy today. JAL will keep flying, but it will slash 15,000 jobs and take billions in government aid and wipe out its shareholders. JAL stock has been evaporating for the past week. It's obviously worthless now. Asian stocks overall today were mixed. European markets are down nearly 1% this morning. Wall Street reopens today after the long weekend, with the Dow standing at 10,609. Last fall, the company Stork Kraft recalled 2 million baby cribs. Infants were getting trapped and sometimes suffocated by the crib's sliding side panels. It was the latest and largest of several crib recalls. And this week, crib safety is at the top of the list for consumer advocates in Washington, as Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
A nonprofit group called ASTM International sets safety standards for hundreds of consumer products, including cribs, and its standards now prohibit those potentially dangerous sliding crib panels. But the standards are voluntary. Today, the government's Consumer Product Safety Commission will meet with ASTM and move towards making those standards law. Scott Wolfson is a Safety Commission spokesman.
We have a mandate from the Congress to take the voluntary standards and make them into mandatory rules. We can toughen them up, but we can also take what's out there that could work and try to make it a mandatory rule as quickly as possible.
A 2008 federal law requires the commission to come up with mandatory standards for a slew of children's products, but the wave of recalls has pushed crib safety to the fore, which is why a House subcommittee is holding a hearing Thursday to hear what the commission's done so far. Nancy Coles is among those testifying. She's with the consumer group Kids in Danger, and she'd like to see new rules requiring more stringent safety tests for cribs.
The same problems have existed for 10 years and nothing has been done. We're glad to see that it's now a crisis and people are acting.
The Safety Commission says it aims to have federal regulations on the books by the end of the year. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing, ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
As I mentioned, the board of Cadbury has reversed its stand and is now accepting a $19 billion takeover offer from Kraft. One of the opponents of the deal is the great-granddaughter of company founder George Cadbury. Felicity Loudon is asking fellow shareholders to reject the offer from what she calls the American Plastic Cheese Company. Felicity, welcome to Marketplace.
You're very kind. Thank you.
What is it about Kraft that makes you so suspicious? Just its size or more?
No, nothing to do with its size. I think it's a misfit. I think that for culture, I think that Hershey would have been obviously the preferred partner. And after all, they make our chocolate out there, although it's not as good.
The Cadbury brand will survive, won't it?
I don't think so.
No? You don't think the name?
What happened? I think the name will survive, but I don't think the quality will. I mean, look what Kraft did to Terry's chocolate, which was, again, one of the British icons. And Kraft promised Terry's the world, and the factory in York is now a desolate pile of bricks.
For an American audience, Felicity, will you help us understand the importance of this, of Cadbury there?
Imagine if we did the same to one of your iconic brands, and that we came and we raided it and we took it away from America. Cadbury is actually quintessentially British English, and it's one of the last few remaining jewels in the crown.
Cadbury's board has recommended this deal go through. What's your next move?
My next move is to rally the shareholders and to tell them in the long term there is a standalone strategy with or without the present board.
Felicity Loudon, great-granddaughter of George Cadbury, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And finally, Chinese authorities are pulling the non-3D version of Avatar from screens. Some say it's to make room for the upcoming state-sponsored biopic of Confucius, but in the movie, greedy corporate types are forcing the native Navis out of their homes and stripping their land. And a local columnist says the Chinese are, quote, the only earthlings today who could really feel the pain of the Navi. This is Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.